Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Danny, who started the day, the Honorable King Richard. He's never been happier than he is right now, though.
I'm in a better mood than I was this morning. I don't know why.
Worse mood. You this morning or Tiger Woods at about 3 p.m. yesterday?
Well, because not only are my glutes not firing, there's a picture of the of Le Tigre just floating out there. And that's you know, I had to prove it.
I do feel terrible for celebrities when that happens. That's not okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's not okay.
How do you not just say, yes, you're right?
It's not okay to have your privacy invaded. But it just I somehow have no naked pictures of me floating around. Just somehow have no sex tapes. Just been able to do it. Turn 38 tomorrow, in fact. Just living my life casually without getting, you know, going to nightclubs or having anything terrible happen.
Scale of 1 to 100. 100 is you are very upset, sad, and devastated for these people that their privacy is getting hacked.
Which people? Tiger?
Celebrities, period. Just like in general. Like Lindsey Vonn's phone got hacked, right? One is you're thrilled that it happened. Like, you're like, they deserve that. Where are you at?
Right. So I'm not thrilled that it happened. I'm not, like, happier that it's out there. But it's right at a 50. Not emotionally moved whatsoever.
So you don't feel bad for people who have their phones hacked and all that taken and thrown into the public?
I don't like invasions of privacy very much at all. But I also, like, you know, if you want a quiet private life, have that. If you want to be constantly photographed and out and about in public and you want everything documented.
But if you're Lindsey Vonn and you're just sending pics to your boyfriend who are, you know, the sexy pics, there's nothing wrong with that.
Not specifically, no. But if you're Lindsey Vonn and you would like a quiet lifestyle, you don't date Tiger Woods immediately when he gets out of sex rehab camp.
But do you feel less bad for her because she dated Tiger Woods?
Yes.
You do?
If Lindsey's dating, like, Brad from, like, Colorado, who, like, skis sometimes, and, like, he leaks the photos because they break up, then I'd feel bad. This is, like, she wants everything to be public at all times, wanted to stay in the limelight dating Tiger Woods, and that was, like,
she probably
everything
didn't
she
want
does
her naked body to be public.
Right, so that's your downside. That's your corollary. Is you... this,
okay,
this
let's
your
go to a but she had a situation where she was... clothed in a way that she wouldn't normally be clothed, and pictures got sent out.
Yeah.
Okay. So for Emma Watson,
I feel bad for.
You do.
Because she.
So this is a Tiger Woods.
Yes. Yeah,
Lindsey Vonn.
The behind the scenes, because I think Watson's photos, if memory serves, again, I could be completely off base, but it was like she was doing some sort of magazine shoot, doing nothing wrong, and it was like the in between, like some of the changing and kind of whatever.
What about Miley Cyrus?
What about her?
She had pictures leaked, nude pictures leaked. Do you feel bad for her?
Nah, not as much.
So basically, you just based on if you like the person or not.
No, I like Miley Fine. To me, like I'd much prefer her to the what's her name, Lindsay Lohan, or the other people that just continue to do terrible things. She's just a little bit out there. It's more the, like, if you want to live in this completely, constantly, like, exposed way, and you sell your soul for every extra click and every extra dollar, if you open yourself up and then act stunned that, like, paparazzi would want to follow you around, or then, like, you can't believe the idea that someone would be interested in these sorts of things, then maybe you need to take better precautions.
Is it weird that I feel so bad for these celebrities?
No, it fits your character. You are way softer hearted than me on these sorts of matters. Now, not with fans. You have no sympathy for fans who are ever upset about anything at every point in time, and you look down on them from your press box horse on high.
Sure. I'm so
sure. But for folks like this, you just your heart goes out to them. You want to hug a tree. You're very bleeding heart. You get a lot of sympathy.
If those fans got hacked, I would feel bad for them.
You wouldn't. You would say they deserve it for being crazy goose or geese or whatever. What's the plural of goose?
Silly geese.
Geeses.
But no, if they got hacked, I'd feel terrible. It's just when they demand a championship and think that only, you know, all 32 teams get to win a title every year, that's when they annoy me a little bit. That's all.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to see eye to eye on feeling bad for Tiger for the first time in a while.
I feel zero sympathy for him at any point.
Because it wasn't even his phone that got hacked. It was Lindsey Vonn's.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, no sympathy for him.
I don't think there's any reason to feel bad for Tiger.
Like the,
I think I know where Tom's going with
you
this.
You brought this on yourself,
no,
the
no, no.
entire thing from start
That's
to finish.
That's not what Tom's talking
That's
about.
That's not what Tom's talking about.
I think, oh, I get what Tom's talking about. No, we had
no
legal
reason to feel bad for him.
So, you settle down. We had legal training. We had legal training while you were out. You missed it. As someone who sat through that legal training along with my friend Grant, my yeah. friend Brendan, in addition to the 1,000 questions that were asked, you missed this because you were out. It is our job to stand up and stop impropriety.
I'm talking about all of his tournament winnings
yes.
after all these
Tom's
years.
Tom's talking about he's had a very successful career. Tom's talking about the fact that when you walk in the Nats dugout, you can see that some of the bats that the guys use are heavier and bigger than the others. I think that's what Tom's talking about. And, like, I don't know, like, some of the bats are just
That
different.
May be forgetting legal training.
We had legal training
last week. I'm talking about baseball.
So we have two of the three people that went to legal training last week forgetting what they learned at legal
training. They're different clubs in the bag is all you could say. You could just say it like that. Then there's no problem.
That's a good point.
Different clubs.
Dar, are you on my side that you feel bad for Tiger a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad for all the celebrities when they get hacked. They don't want that out there.
Correct.
I'm not mad that it's out there, but I do feel bad that it's out there. I'm like EB. I wish I didn't click on it, but I did.
You don't wish you didn't click on it. You made a beeline, didn't you?
Well, I had to make a beeline on my computer because if we open it up on Tom's, all hell could break loose.
Can we admit or should we not admit that we just showed it to Danny for the first time because he hadn't? I said, have you seen it? He says, no, I think you said I haven't had a chance to.
Well, I heard about it this morning.
Okay. So you've only been here.
Right.
And so Dar's like, well, it's for the show, so we'll just all.
Yeah, I don't mind clicking on
it's,
stuff.
It's research.
To be fair, it's for the show.
Yeah.
So my thing in general, and again, nobody deserves to have this happen to them. I want to make sure I'm clear about that. This is not something that if you do something in private, it should be exposed. You count it on privacy. That's where our constitutionally now protected expectation of privacy comes from. It's the penumbra theory, Grant Paulson. So I can
I'm
get
not
very
familiar
legal
with
on.
That.
The penumbra theory basically is it's an umbrella. The right to privacy is implied based on other rights that we have, and that was an established precedent from the Supreme Court. So what it means to me is if you expect privacy, you deserve it. However, I also, if I was in a public position, even more so than I am now, and I'm not in a very public position at all now, not compared to these mega stars, I would take way more precaution. People just seem to be stunned that these things
yeah,
happen.
But I also think, and I'm not trying to be a jerk to you at all, I think you have very unrealistic expectations of like how people should live their lives.
Just not taking hang-down photos of themselves in bathroom mirrors and sending them to people?
Yes.
That's crazy unrealistic.
Well, look, I'm not going to do that, okay? But that doesn't
Why not?
Mean,
why wouldn't you do that?
For a lot of reasons. Namely, I don't think the picture would look that great.
That's fair. That's fair.
Number
that's
one. Fair. Number two, I think it's a terrible idea. I think it could get out there.
Is all I'm saying?
Yes.
You're saying what I'm saying?
Okay, but that doesn't mean it's not for someone else to do it. That doesn't. If I had like Tiger's body and abs and stuff, maybe I would have taken one and sent it at some point in my life. Okay, because we don't, we get to just say that he's an idiot for doing it.
So I'm going to try it one more time. This reminds of yesterday's argument. No one deserves it to have it happen to them. It stinks when it does. I don't feel particularly guilty. My thinking is, even if I was silly, even if people did care about me, I would take so many precautions. For example,
but to me, this reminds me of when you say, like, a pro athlete should never go to a club.
Correct.
A guy should never send the chick he's with, his wife, his girlfriend, a sexy picture.
Yes.
What if your wife just texted you, like, tomorrow afternoon and was like, send me something sexy when you're done working out today?
And I would say, even in my meager amount of minor, there's no one cares who I am. I walk through Nats Park. I'm anonymous to 99 out of 100
people. What
would
you say to your wife?
I would say no because of the risk.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I am pretty sure. In fact, not that my wife has any interest in that. No one needs to see my lumpy cottage cheese, hairy, pasty nonsense. But I basically have said there's no public interest. There's no reason to do this ever. There isn't. There's no reason to do it. It's ego, and then people are shocked when this thing happens. Just don't let it happen. Don't take naked pictures.
Don't let it happen.
Don't take naked
get
pictures
of
yourself.
By someone.
Have you
don't
ever
let it
sent
happen.
One ever?
No, and I would never will because
have you
it, because
ever
of
received one ever?
No, because of common sense. Because of common sense.
And I have not either.
Stop.
For the
stop.
I never would.
I can't believe this videotape of me having sex emerged. Of course it did, celebrity. There's a public interest in it, you stupid idiot. Don't do it. It's a very simple recipe. Best way to not have pictures of you naked exposed on the internet? Make there be no naked pictures of you. So hire me as a consultant. I'm available for millions of dollars.
No fun Rouye strikes again.
This is definitely no fun.
That's why I feel no guilt. You ask me if I feel guilt.
No guilt Rouye.
I have no guilt about this. I don't feel bad at all. Don't take pictures of yourself.
Kevin Payne talking fantasy football. Charlie Slows on the
great.
Nationals were both terrific today. Go to grantanddanny.com/audio if you missed either of those interviews. Chad Dukes versus the world next.
He is for GP, for Bennett, for Tommy. I'm Danny, CDVDW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.